Hello, it's Liz here, and welcome to Day 17 of the Nonviolent Communication Podcast. Today we have made it to Chapter 6 in the Rosenberg book entitled Nonviolent Communication, and we are talking about requesting that which would enrich life. So this is basically the fourth area that Rosenberg wants us to go through in terms of being able to create nonviolent communication. And we're talking a lot about what we would like to request of others. Rosenberg notes that negative requests tend to increase resistance. And that's something that we've talked about before. We've talked about the fact that giving someone a negative reaction, giving them an ultimatum, it basically puts them in a corner. And Rosenberg talks again a little bit about the fact that negative requests just really don't work in our favor. So in thinking about this, I am struck by how often both me as a parent and other people as parents and as teachers and other people involved with kids, how often we tell our kids what we don't want. So how often we say to them, stop doing X, stop hitting your sister, don't chew with your mouth open, the list can go on and on. It's very rare to hear someone reframe it in terms of what they do want. So to say, chew with your mouth closed, put your mittens on before you go outside. All of those different little things, it's the same thing we're communicating, but we just need to reframe it in terms of a positive, in terms of what we do want. There's a section in this chapter where Rosenberg is talking with someone who is depressed, and it's an excerpt from a clinical session. And he says something that is really, really just, I thought it was lovely. I thought it was amazing. And I'm going to quote him here for some length. My theory is that we get depressed because we're not getting what we want. And we're not getting what we want because we've never been taught to get what we want. Instead, we've been taught to be good little boys and girls and good mothers and fathers. If we're going to be one of those good things, better get used to being depressed. Depression is the reward we get for being good. But if you want to feel better, I'd like you to clarify what you would like people to do to make life more wonderful for you. And that's where the quote ends. I thought this was amazing. I mean, what an amazing thing to say to someone during a clinical session, during a therapy session. And then the excerpt goes on. But I really thought that was an amazing little quote. And I'm wondering how much different things would be if we as parents, if we as workers, if we as supervisors, and administrators and caregivers and all the different things that we do, if we started making our requests in clear, concrete action language, like Rosenberg encourages. I'm sitting here thinking about that, and I really think that could make a huge difference. So in light of the way I've been doing things for the last 15 days, there's no need to change. So I am going to play around with this. I am going to make a conscious effort to add making requests in clear, concrete action language that is positive. So telling people what it is that they could do that would be helpful. I'm reminded here of one of the situations I told you about in the very, very, very first few days of this podcast, which is my issue with my living room. Now, I know that's not the most glamorous of examples, but having three kids and a dog, my living room gets really, really crazy. And it's incredibly frustrating to me that I have nothing to do with this mess, yet I have to clean it up. And often, when I go to clean it up, others tend to take on what Rosenberg actually refers to as a supervisory role. So I have three little supervisors in the room while I do the work. So I'm actually planning to play with this over the weekend to make my requests more clear, more concrete in action language and make them positive. So it actually has been my experience that it is more effective instead of saying, okay, let's clean up, instead saying to one of the girls, okay, let's pick up the blocks that are right here. Or to be very, very concrete and specific. It's helpful. So I'm going to do that. And I'm sure that there will be many more opportunities than just cleaning my living room, but it's a place to start with using this and to try to, again, make my requests in clear, concrete action language, as Rosenberg discusses. We have a lot more to discuss in Chapter 6. This is actually quite a lengthy chapter, so I'm sure that we'll be spending a few days on this, but as always, if you have comments or questions, I would love to hear from you. I've gotten some wonderful comments from people who are listening to this and who are sharing how they're listening and how they're using it. And it's becoming really interesting to see those reactions. So I'd love to have you come over to my blog, where there are also lots of other good resources for you. You'll find that at www.lizmcgowan.com, and McGowan is spelled M-C-G-O-W-E-N. I also want to put another thing out there for you if you're listening, and that is I had intended to do this podcast for 21 days, but I'm realizing that it's developing a little following of sorts. And I would also love to hear from you if there is a way that this should continue and what that should be and how it could be helpful to you. So if you have any ideas of what you would like to hear beyond the 21st day of this podcast, I'd love to hear from you. Okay, that's it for day 17. I'll look forward to talking with you on Monday when I'll do the broadcast for day 18. Take care. Bye-bye.